Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending today's session. We're just about to kick off. Today's session is about application insights and how you can use it to add awesomeness to your analytics. My name is Soon Wong, and just a little bit about me before we start. I am a technical specialist team lead at Provoke Solutions up here in Auckland. And my background has been predominantly custom development and bespoke development and applications, typically on the, well, mostly on the Microsoft stack. So we're talking C Sharp. If you really twist my arm, I'll do VB.NET, but let's not go there. Web applications, so ASP.NET, MVC, Web API, SQL Server, and a bunch of the Azure PaaS offerings of each of those technologies. And I've been doing this for quite a number of years, and it's been quite fun. We'll kick off. Today's presentation is really a journey of sort of discovery and a journey of enlightenment, and I'll try to cover off some of how we went about using application insights as a tool and why we sort of chose it and how we got addicted to it. Before we start, I would really appreciate if you could all bring out your cell phone and visit the site bit.ly/ignite2016demo. I'll show you this briefly. I want to be big brother, and I want to spy on you guys. So if you could do me a big favor, visit the site. Kind of looks like this. It's a single page application. I've got a question around the party. If you have questions about the presentation, you can fire them off to me here. There is a big red button on one of the pages. Feel free to hit it if you really want. And we'll come back to this a little bit further in the presentation in terms of what I've done to get this demo up and running. So the address again is bit.ly. Hang on a second. Is this one? You could use the long one with the Azure websites, or you can go to bit.ly/ignite2016demo. I didn't cyber squat this. I only got the URL yesterday, surprisingly. Sorry? It does go to an Azure website. If you see the single page application there, which says Hello Ignite, you've got the right one. So the agenda for today is really an introduction, which we've more or less done. I want to cover with you guys a brief overview of application insights from a developer's perspective to hopefully other developers. And then I'll carry on with the story and the journey of why we chose the platform and how we went about implementing it, how easy it was. And then a little bit further, we'll do a bit of a, we'll do a code demo for that, and we'll do a demo into Azure and the portal and to see where your insights are and how you can go about gaining that value and learning from the data which we should all be collecting if we're Big Brother. But I do realize it is a Friday, so there is a too long didn't read section. If you want to tune out after that, that's fine. But in short, it goes something like this. Don't be a dinosaur. Use application insights today to start gaining valuable analytics from your data. Maybe after the presentation, not right now. But it's super easy to do. And it is a little bit of a loose description. So I'm going to start with the question. How many of you guys are developers in the room? You raise your hands. How many of you, keep your hands up, how many of you have done this? The obligatory wall of text where you know exactly what's going on, but it's a pain in the ass to drill down and to see where exactly something's gone wrong. You could probably put a flag in there which says this is an error, or this is an information message. You get your date timestamps. It works, and it's portable, so it's a text file. And I think you'll probably find it almost impossible to find a server that can't write to a text file or log file or an XML file. So this is great, and I'm not saying that you should step away from this, because sometimes this is all you get to play with. But to me, this is like walking into your cafe and asking for a plain piece of bread. You might ask for it to be slightly toasted, a little bit brown on the sides. It'll fill you up. It'll give you sustenance, but it's not particularly palatable. It's not. It doesn't really excite anyone. And it's 2016, so we can bring that up a notch. We can add some pizzazz. We can add bacon. We can add honey on top of that. You know, whatever your condiment choice: bananas, peanuts. Peanuts and toast is a bit weird, but peanut butter. In fact, we should be able to do something like this, where your insights will tell you what's happening in the last hour, in the last day. You might want to talk about trends that are going on in your business. So I can take these visuals, I can go to a CTO or CIO or anyone who makes a decision. I can say, hey, your workers aren't working on Saturday and Sunday. They're only doing 5 days a week. You should, you know, fire them or something. Maybe not. Not a recommendation. We can see what they're doing on any given day. We can model effectively, and through our data, we can see the trends of our application and the trends of the usage. Maybe we want to look at stuff like the server performance or the page performance. Application Insights will do that for you for free. More or less, we'll cover pricing a bit later. Or maybe you want to use Application Insights for something a bit more custom. So you might be doing A/B testing, or you might need to track something that's not a page count, or it's not a server timing, or it's not a client-side timing. So Application Insights as a framework will give you the option of customizing your own telemetry as well, so that you can start reporting on the things that you actually care about with minimal effort. A little bit of effort, but very, very minimal. That's the too long didn't read. We'll take a step into Application Insights now. And I probably should mention an agenda. I will try to leave some time at the end so that we can do questions and answers. So the quicker we can get through the marketing stuff, the quicker we can start seeing code and start seeing Azure and demo gods pending and time gods pending. Everything will just work out. So, Application Insights. In summary, it is a Microsoft developed framework for logging, predominantly for web applications. Now, some of you guys might have heard about Hockey App as well. And for the mobile guys, there's Xamarin Insights, very similar. Application Insights, from the last that I understand, is really for web. And Hockey App's been the go-to thing for mobile. So we're not going to talk about Hockey App for this, just Application Insights. But the important part to note is that it is a logging framework for web, which means it not only logs your server analytics, but it also does your client side as well. So we have this wonderful tool which will give you a full picture of exactly what your customers are doing, what your servers are doing, and both within the same framework. You don't need to worry about going to two different services. It's all there for you inside Azure. And putting on my developer hat, there's a few key things which really, really sing for me as a developer. Application Insights has a wonderful set of telemetry collection. So we're talking about custom tracing information, diagnostics, you can track exceptions, you can get additional metadata about lifting a finger. So it will tell you your HTTP status codes, it'll tell you the IP addresses where your requests are coming from, it'll do some reverse geocoding so you can say, cool, that person's in Auckland, or you're getting attacked by Zimbabwe or some Russian site. It'll depend on the fact that you've logged in as an authenticated user, so your authenticated username will come through in your analytics. All of that stuff is pretty much free, out of the box. You just have to install it. It also has a robust JavaScript logging framework component as well. So in addition to the server-side stuff, which is magical, there's a single script that you include and a couple lines of code, and you will start tracking your JavaScript events, such as page views or clicks or custom telemetry, pretty much whatever you want. On top of this, Application Insights provides a wonderful analytics engine. And that will go away and it'll take a look at your huge data set that you should be collecting by now. And you'll find it will power your graphs. It'll generate a lot of the human understandable features, such as things over time, counts of errors, etc. Aggregate it all together for you and present it in a nice, easy, consumable way. But on top of that, you can then drill down inside the Azure portal. If you go click on the application insights blade, you can drill down on the event. So you can click on one of the graphs and you can interact with it. It'll open up another blade. You'll see the telemetry that made it up. It'll give you a summary of those. You keep drilling down, you click in, and you keep going and keep going. If you're not careful, you end up in a recursive loop. Don't try to do that. But eventually you'll be able to see what it is that's actually failed, where it's failed, and why. And if that doesn't suit your need, if you need to go fully custom, there is an analytics portal as well. You can write Power BI scripts to drill in. It'll give you the output that you need. And finally, the ugly duckling of the lot, which probably doesn't get talked about as much, you get proactive alerts or proactive detection. So you can configure Application Insights to do availability testing for your web application. So you'll know at a glance whether your website has gone down. You can configure this to test from 20 or 30 different locations across the web, you know, 5-minute intervals, 1 minute, 1 hour intervals. You will know immediately when your site's gone down. It went down this morning for me. I got an alert about 20 seconds afterwards via an email. On top of that, if you're interested in exceptions or other failures, you can schedule alerting. Say you see the 20 exceptions within a 5-minute period, it will tell you when that happens, and you can go in and figure out what's going wrong. You can go in and fix it proactively without your customers having to call you straight away. And finally, the hidden charm in that is that it will take your analytics, it'll analyze your baseline, and you don't need big data, you don't need machine learning. It will find the trends in your application, and it can tell you when things are slowing down, when your exceptions are going up, when your page views are going up. You'll get nice little summary emails for that, and there's a blade in there too that you can go and see what's changed. Putting on my developer hat, we've got to step into a bit more of the pragmatic stuff here. Putting on my developer hat, client comes to me and they say, we need a web application to do something, some custom form or public website, could be anything. And so, cool, we'll go away and say, we think you probably need something like a web application. So that could be ASP.NET, MVC. We might have some third-party guys coming in and consuming some data, so we might stand up a web API. That's all great. We'll put a SQL server in there to capture the data. And I'm sure most of you guys are familiar with this typical stack. There's nothing too crazy about it. It doesn't have to be in Azure. You can do your web applications on-prem, on your own servers. Just make sure Application Insights has an internet route to send stuff through, otherwise it's not gonna work. Typically speaking, when I put on my dinosaur hat, because that's what we do, I'll put in something like Log4Net, and I will start doing the wall of text, which is great if I'm a dinosaur. Another open question. Who here logs their JavaScript events? So not a few of you. Cool, that's just like me. I'm pretty terrible at logging my JavaScript events. Client side is awesome, but you know, if it screws up on a browser, that's a different story. We just blame the user. But you know, we can be better. We can use Application Insights to alleviate that for us. But for our demo, I have exactly this. I have a web app. it doesn't have Log4j, but I'll show you how easy it is to get started with Application Insights anyway. And I'll show you some things that you can do to integrate with your existing logging frameworks should you have something like Log4j or Nlog or Elmer or anything else under the sun. When I built this web application, they said, cool, we've got this shiny little new tool, but marketing have come up and they said, who's using it? Who are our users? Like, are they using it on a mobile? Or are they using it on a desktop? And the infrastructure guys will say, we've got this database server. How do we know when that goes down? What is it doing? And the product owners will sort of say, why is your system so slow? What's happening when you hit this page? What have you? That's where, you know, typically speaking, we would use Log4j. We'd probably put in a daytime.now and we'd track how long stuff takes, dump that to a text file, and we say, cool, that's performance. It's pretty bland, pretty terrible. If we were to do the front-end stuff, we might use Google Analytics. But again, that doesn't really tie into our server-side performance. So we had a look, and Application Insights was the best in the market, plus it was free. So we said, here's this cool Microsoft tool. It lives on the platform. It lives in Azure. You can see it all at a glance. It'll do your server-side tracking. It'll tell you who your users are. We can get data from it, which marketers will understand, which CIOs and CTOs and what have you will understand, without boring them to death. And it's all integrated. So that's what we'll show today. Maybe you have plenty of time for this code demo to pop up if my computer is awake. So you guys all remember this web application. I'll quickly show that to you in Visual Studio. Here we have a simple solution with an MVC website. This is the out-of-the-box ASP.NET web application template, so nothing crazy here. And all I've simply done is I've added another controller for a single-page application. And I'll run this now. Compile God's pending, and we should see the application spins up. And most of you, if you've used Visual Studio before and have done the basic template, will likely have seen the default web page where you say, hey, this is a Microsoft website. Oops, let's do this. So you might have seen something like this. It's pretty plain, pretty generic, Bootstrap, etc. And we can go in and log in and create a user account and everything else, as you might expect. It's just password, folks. I'm just a developer. But I haven't hooked this up to Application Insights yet. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm just a blind developer, and I have no idea what the user's doing. So we'll go back to Visual Studio. And we'll show you how easy it is to get started. You can do it in 5 minutes, maybe less. Now, Visual Studio has an integrated option to actually add Application Insights. And you will see that in the context menu. If you right-click on your web project, not your solution, there is an option there straight away to add Application Insights to your telemetry. So this is great. Like, you don't really need to dig around with NuGet. I'll come back to that later. You can, if you've got an MSD in subscription, I thoroughly recommend that you give this a try just to get started. It will pull your details down. You can configure that to point to one of your resource groups, pick a location, give it a name, etc. And this will do all the heavy lifting for you. It'll install everything else. But there is a gotcha to this method, and I don't know if that's because of my Visual Studio version. And that is, if you do this, you will get version 1. Application Insights is now up to version 2.1. They've done a lot of work in the back end. And as much as I'd love to recommend this option, it's not that hard to get you the proper stuff. So your other option is to go into NuGet. So we'll go into the NuGet Explorer, and I've got Application Insights here, and let's see if the internet works. What you should see is a list of templates provided by Microsoft, which include the Application Insights NuGet packages, and a few pre-templated ones for if you're doing a web application, if you're doing a mobile application. Let me give this another try. There we go, there's some internet happening. Cool. So you'll see the out-of-the-box one for the core Application Insights. You'll see one for web. You'll see one for JavaScript. These are pre-compiled bundles which include all the requisite core components. We'll take the web one for now. And you can see we have up to 2.1 as the latest. There are some additional enhancements, 2.2, but they're reasonably stable as far as I can tell. So being NuGet packaged, the installation is a breeze. We wait for it to download, we'll just accept a few terms and conditions, sign our soul away to Microsoft, and we should be away laughing momentarily. There we go. What this will do is it will add all the references into your web solution. So this is website specific. If I have let me try that again. Signing my soul away. If I have another project in there, which is web API, I'll need to do the same thing again. You could probably do it from a solution level if you want to add insights to both. But that gives you the option to pick and choose where you want to put your analytics. I thoroughly recommend you do both API and web, but we'll stick with one for this demo. And you'll see in here we'll have Application Insights already added for us. And what's important to note is that there is a configuration file that Application Insights produces, and that's this one here. And that just lives in the root of the solution next to your web config. It's nothing terrible. The key thing which integrates this to Azure is your instrumentation key. And there will be a commented out line somewhere down the bottom here which says, please add an instrumentation key. If you did this through the context menu, we said add Application Insights, it will go and create that for you. It'll fill this out, it'll put the key inside, and you'll be away laughing. For this demo, since we did it through NuGet, I'll just pull one out from thin air. So we can add a note in here which says instrumentation key. I'll come back to this in a sec. Your key is just a GUID. But this is great, but as a gotcha, I have a story from one of my colleagues. They went and did this, and they went and installed Application Insights in their system. And it was great. They deployed it to test and dev, and it worked, and it was a treat. Then they went and deployed their solution to UAT, and they had a separate insights for that, so you can keep your insights separate between the environments, and they weren't getting anything. They were stumped. What it was is they hadn't remembered to update this particular config file for the different environment. If you're using your web config, you can use your normal app settings, but that's not immediately clear from this. You can use a web config transform as you want, but more often than not, they're sort of pain in the ass to set up. So as a lazy developer, I sort of did a little bit of investigation, and you can use your web config to store this instrumentation key. So to do that is one line of code. If you find your global ASAX, we simply need to tell Application Insights this is the key that we want to use. So with my super fast typing skills of copy and paste, we simply need to tell Application Insights that the configuration and the instrumentation key for that, sorry, I'll drop that down the line. Oops, let's close that. We simply need to tell it the instrumentation key is a value, and you don't want to hard code anything, so use a configuration manager, put your settings somewhere that's reasonable, put it in your web config file. So I define the instrumentation key there. I'll go into my web config file, and I'll simply add a line there. To say, here is my instrumentation key. And with that, we can run our solution. So we can go from a fully working application without any logging. It'll take us less than 5 minutes to add Application Insights. And it's away and laughing, and it's there in the background. You don't have to worry about it. Just to give you an idea of that one, I'll just bring that up as well. It's all in the portal. And hopefully, if we do some smarts. If you've got Application Insights version 1 and you want to update it, good question. You can go into the NuGet package manager and simply tell it to update to the latest version. You don't have to. So if you know your instrumentation key, hang on to that. You can choose to uninstall Application Insights and install it manually through NuGet or whatever. The instrumentation key is your resource in Azure. You, provided you use the same one, it's fine. Application Insights in Azure doesn't really care which version of the client tools you're using. It will grab that telemetry for you. And I'll bring this up to here. So if we're lucky, we can go into a live stream and we can see when we are browsing the site, hopefully within the short time frame. What we should see in the live stream, folks, is the telemetry coming through. You can see the request per second, you see the dependency calls. If this is all configured correctly, the telemetry will just flow through and you'll see it straight away. And the summary view happens a little bit later. There we go. We've got a page view. So that's great. We have server-side logging and it's taking us a couple clicks and a couple lines of code. But how do we do client-side logging? Easy. Application Insights in the portal will tell you the JavaScript that you need to do to get it onto your page. And if we come back to our Application Insights blade, under the settings, there is a Getting Started tab, and one of those settings, sorry, I made that one bigger, is say, I want to start logging to my client side. Cool. So what do I need to do? I need this script. So I'll take that script, and I'll just stop this temporarily. I'll go to my single page app, which, by the way, folks, I've written in Angular. It doesn't really matter which tool you use. You can use React, you can use Knockout, Flavor of the Month. As long as it's JavaScript, this will just work. I will simply put that script in here where our single page app keeps changing. Let's get rid of the script tags. And then we have a look inside our client side, we'll have a look inside the network, and we'll see whether we are sending telemetry across. Perhaps not. Let me give that a try again. There we are. So we can see we are loading the application insights as a JavaScript file. And as we browse through, we are now tracking the events from application insights. And these are just standard web calls. And so they'll go off to the server. That message at the bottom where I say sending telemetry, that's not application insights. That's me putting a console log so you can see something in there should this have failed. What you'll see then is it's quite easy to start doing some simple stuff in JavaScript. But we can take it up a notch a little bit, and we can start doing some custom telemetry from there. So we'll go back into Visual Studio for a second. Sorry, that is our page view. Now, how many of you guys have managed to find that big red button on the application? A few of you guys done the web form, cool. All I've done in this demo here, if we run it again, is I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm just doing a little alert box, but we want to send this application insights. So let's do that. We can take our little script, and with a couple lines of code, we can simply say application insights. This is the same application insights that we initialized earlier. The script which Microsoft provides self-initializes and puts on the window, so you can do what you will with it. And we say, hey, app insights, let's track this event. And we'll call that event feedback. And in that event, we will pass it some custom JSON data. So this could be anything that we want. We could ask a question, we can put a user's age, we can put an application version. There's all sorts of stuff you can put inside there. And again, if we run this, and we start asking what happened in the party last night, and this is my demo question. We'll just see that going across. We'll go submit, and thanks to caching in the JavaScript, we won't see it, so I'll try that again. Go, great. Second time is the charm. And when we submit that, we will effectively be tracking custom telemetry as well. So this all goes into your Azure portal. I'll take a quick step back in that, and we'll see if we can find it. There are some, under the usage tab, you should see the custom events coming through, if you're lucky. It might take a while to pick up, but. Nope, okay, we'll come back to that later. We'll go on to some other stuff. So one of the key things when you're dealing with JavaScript as well as server side is make sure your instrumentation key is correct. So I've mentioned that in the server side stuff, put in your web config. If you're dealing with the JavaScript side, you will want to watch out for that little script that Microsoft gives you. If you have a look at this line, there's a bunch of stuff that you don't care about. Further down in there, you will eventually see your instrumentation key. So watch out for that. You can get around that. It's inside your configuration manager. So if you're using MVC, you can do a partial. You can render that as variable. But do watch out for that. It's a common mistake. People have put in their dev credentials and suddenly all your client side's going to the wrong tenant. There's a bit of mess afterwards. If we're dealing with server exceptions, there are some other stuff that you can do as well. So we'll give that a stop. Then we'll come back to our single page app controller. Those of you who have hit the big red button on the app, it does this. It runs the method which just throws an exception. Doesn't do anything, but at least it tells us when something's failed. So this could be your web service call or your SQL. And you might want to see what that looks like inside Azure. So we can simply do that by just catching it and passing it off to App Insights. And we'll just do a simple try catch block around it. And if we application insights as a service, we'll give you a telemetry client that you can use. So we'll do a new telemetry client from application insights. And we can tell that client to track exception. Now there's a few options that you can do. You can track events, you can track exceptions, you can track metrics or page views or requests or custom stuff. Most of that stuff is out of the box. If you want to do something special, you can use this and pass everything in that you want. And hopefully if we do that and we hit the big red button and everything fails as we expect, we should come back to the portal and see that happen. Then we'll go here, we'll click the big red button. It should fail, maybe not, but we'll come back to that one later. That's great. That's pretty much all you need to do to get started with logging in Application Insights in the span of 5 minutes. So you've got client side, you've got server side. There's very little configuration that you need to actually achieve. A couple other useful tips. We've talked about the instrumentation key one. There's a few things that you need to set for there. That's fine. You can tell your JavaScript that this is the user. So while you're server side, if you're authenticated, that's one thing. On the client side, it's a little bit harder to tell. So you can manually just tell it that this is your user, Joe Blogs, or Soon Wong, or Anonymous. And rather than getting a random string at the bottom to say this is your user, you'll get something more meaningful. Dinosaur here, I use Log4Net. And rather than me going through the application and spending hours rewriting my logging system, I'll just hook into Log4Net. There are NuGet packages that you can use to get started. Download them, they'll integrate with your flavor choice. Here's three of them, there's more than that. If you've got a particular tool that you're using, if there's not one already out there, I'm sure someone's writing it. It's not hard. So Application Insights is pretty much used as an appender. You can just dump messages there. This is all in NuGet, so easy to find. And of course, we've done a little bit of the custom telemetry. So if none of those fit your flavor of the month, you can go and write your own. It is nothing stopping you from putting the custom data that you need, the JSON data that you need to start building the bigger picture of what you really want to see. The question is, how do you see it? And that's when you come back to Azure. So, thanks for everyone who hit the big red button on the application. Time to play Big Brother, and we will see, hopefully, what you guys have been up to in the party. If this will load. Let's try that again. So in Microsoft Azure, you have a dashboard. Your default dashboard is probably not that useful, so customize it. Make full advantage of it. I've set mine up for this demo. I've added the Application Insights resources. It's as easy as going to the Edit Dashboard option, finding your Application Insights. So we'll find my Application Insights here. And let's say I want to have a look at some diagnostics over time. I'll just click that in, drag it in, finish customizing, and this is yours to own or share if you want. And what I've done previously in production environments is I've taken the same dashboard, I've done it for a 1 hour slice so we see what's happening at the moment. I've done it for, cloned it again, duplicated it, set it up to do a 1 day slice, set it up to do a 1 week. So at a glance, we can see exactly what our system is doing over time. So we can react as we need to, as the events occur. In terms of the analytics, let's have a look and see what you guys have been clicking on. Cool. So a number of you have been visiting the site, and we'll see exactly what users, which browsers you're using, which mobile phones you've got. 52 users, yay, thank you. Here's some of your questions. Was the party good? Not sure. What's for lunch? I have no idea. Probably lots of something. Probably beef again. Seems to be flavor of the month. There was a party. So sad if you didn't attend. But there is a prize giving. And lots of you seem to be using iPhones. Don't know why, but, you know, I'm not going to judge. At least the JavaScript works on it. This, at a glance, is valuable for marketers. Doesn't really tell us much if you're an infrastructure engineer. So, you know, we have predefined views in application insights that you can do to say, what is my application been doing today? What is it doing? What did it do last week? So we can see trends here where you had a spike yesterday or the day before. You can make comparisons on the fly just from the dashboard. You can look at your failures. If there are any, this is probably this morning. You can set up the availability testing on the fly with simply adding a web test in there. This, by the way, was when my Azure subscription went down this morning. Fun times before demo. But you know, it sent me an alert, and I could go in, proactively fix it, figure out what went wrong, figure out why stuff wasn't connecting. This is the availability tool, by the way, where you can pick the countries. I've got servers in Ireland, servers in the US, I think Singapore, Australia. It's all free. It just sits there in the background and it keeps checking. And you can customize that however you want. If you can't get a graph that you want, what you can do is you can go back to the application insights and we'll just go back to there for a second. So what I don't know is how many of you guys clicked on great or awesome or meh for the party. We can see that inside the telemetry. So if we go to search and we'll see the detailed views, we've got page views, we've got logins. There's filtering that we can do for that. I believe if we go to a custom event, that's what it probably is. We'll go and update that. Why doesn't this work in Firefox? Who's using Firefox on a phone? I'm sure it does. So we can see the sentiment, we can see the custom data here, sentiment stuff. If we can't find out what's going wrong, there is this related items. Application Insights will do some smarts to say, it looks like you're the same user, so you've probably done these 10 events, and that's probably why you're failing, or maybe 5 minutes before and after, there's something that went wrong. So it'll give that for you at a glance. You can simply click through and follow through. Don't get too lost in the blades. If you want more details, there's these little dot, dot, dot things in the menu. And it'll bring up the full list of properties that is captured. So someone has been on a Windows 10 environment, and they've asked about Firefox from Internet Explorer, hopefully in New Zealand, so someone in this room. And admittedly, they don't have a very good user ID, but they could be this John Doe person. And they're coming in from a certain IP address. But that's all good and well. Sometimes you don't get the graphs that you want. you have this option to do Power BI, more or less. And that's that analytics button at the top of your application insights. So for those of you who are truly geeky and you want to start writing some queries, you can. And this will hook into your application insights telemetry. And I've got a few pre-sampled ones here, so we'll see what questions there are. One thing to note is your custom data ends up as a JSON object, more or less. So you will need to extend your properties out of it. So I've got one for questions, one for sentiment. If we run this, we should get a list of questions. Who's the lucky guy that won my prize? Not me. If we do another one, let's have a look and see what people thought about the party. Pretty typical, right? We're developers, so the music doesn't necessarily suit all of us, but you know, it wasn't a bad showing. I don't know the difference between great and awesome. I would assume awesome would mean you guys got roaring drunk, but most of you guys are in the room, so you can't be that off your rocker. But what this demonstrates is, if it's not obvious, if it's not something like a server-side performance, or if it's something that you want to track, or you want to drill in specifically on something, you can write a query for it. And this is more or less a Power BI portal. So if you want to present the numbers to a CIO, that's fine. You can give them a pretty graph, you know, and you can export that. And all of this can go into Excel if you want. It's there for your using. What that means is you have awesomeness just inside the Azure portal. So that was just this morning slice. So in that 1 hour window, we got 50 responses. If you're running a public website, you can get thousands, if not more. All of it sitting there. You can surface it through your dashboard. Don't forget to share your dashboard so that everyone else in the team knows what's going on. And it's really, really easy for us to click through and figure out what the hell's going on. See, most of the blades are interactive, so you'll click on a graph and you'll see an event, you'll see the summary of that, it'll take you to more blades. Of course, you know, it gives you the tools that you need to investigate this. Super easy, few clicks away. And as we did just now, you've got your custom telemetry that you can drill into, you've got your Power BI offering. What we haven't seen are the emails. And the proactive diagnostics and alerting will often send you emails such as this, where you say, we've noticed something's changed. You know, it used to work really well, it's suddenly slowing down. You should probably go and have a look at it. So you follow your email trends and you can figure out what's going on. Similarly, there's your availability testing, which we've just demonstrated quickly. So you can see at a glance whether or not your site's completely down. There are a few gotchas though. It is a logging tool. And no logging tool will be complete without obligatory spam. So if you're not careful, and we did this in production, not to say that we had a lot of errors, but we set our thresholds probably a little too low. So every exception that we got an email. My current inbox sits at about 4,000. After 2 months. Because it'll send you an email for a failure once you exceed a threshold. It'll send you an email when it's gone back down. So half my emails are saying, you've failed in the last 5 minutes. The other half are saying, it's healthy again. Great. So be careful in how you set your alerting. Don't be afraid to start off too loose and just tighten it once you figure out what's going on. That does come back to bite you if you aren't aware of how much telemetry you're doing. Out of the box with Application Insights, you get 5 million data points for free, 5 million telemetry items for free, rather. And as easy as you think it might be 5 million page views, it's not. Application Insights will detect when you're doing SQL calls, when you're doing web service calls, it'll show them as dependencies. They end up as a data point in here. So from the field, I like to use the Entity Framework. Anyone who's ever done Entity Framework and done lazy learning will know, you do a query, and then when you consume it, you do some more SQL queries and some more SQL queries. And quite easily, you can get 20,000, 30,000 events within the course of an hour or a day. And I can tell you firsthand, when you run out telemetry items, it doesn't break your application, it just stops recording. So it's kind of nice. You can see this information in terms of how much you're using from the Azure portal, but just watch out. If you really want to, you can export your telemetry, so it doesn't have to live inside Azure forever. You can do your own data mining. There's quite a few steps to set up beyond this discussion, but there are tutorials that you can follow as well so that you can start figuring out what your bigger picture is. The reason why that's important is application insights will only hang on to 7 days of your telemetry. It will record your overall stats, so such as page views and request times, but that's a lot of data. And this is a service that Microsoft provides for free. Every application that you do, and every application that everyone else in the room does use storage. And 5 million is not bad for a month. That is a calendar month, by the way. But you do have to watch out in terms of what you're recording. Besides, no one wants to trawl through 5 million records, realistically. It's a bit of a bugbear. The other gotcha that you might want to run into is whether you care about data sovereignty. So all of this service offering is hosted right now in the US. I believe it's Central US, but it might be East US, one of them. You can't change that. There's no options in Australia. There's no options in Europe. The actual service offering is still in preview at Microsoft. But having said that, it's in preview for the past 2 years, 3 years. I don't know when. I'm not in the loop, so I can't tell you when it's going to become production ready. But for our clients, it is certainly more than capable for the logging that they need. Cool. Before we do question time, I'll just have a quick look to see if there's any anonymous questions, whether they're worthwhile or not. But I will field questions from the floor. So, questions. Let's answer the first two. Who was the lucky guy that won my prize? Not me. What's up? Changing application insights code by deployment and build. Yep, that's a good question. That comes down to your DevOps and whether you want to use Visual Studio team services to figure out where you're deploying. And this is great. We currently use that for our projects. You can configure it to do build step, change your settings. If you use it as a reconfig at setting, you have the option of either using the inbuilt tools in the release management, or you can use the Azure portal. So what we like to do is we like to go in there and set up the application, have all the settings defined so that it doesn't matter what we deploy into the production slot, it's gonna ignore our dev config. It'll just sit there nice and safe. Was the party good? We'll go back to the sentiment for that one, but I think we already know that it wasn't so bad. Wasn't so great. Do you have any further questions on the floor? So the question was, can it be used with the legacy systems that are currently hosted on premises? The answer is yes, provided it's a, I guess it depends on whether you're talking about the client side or the server side. If it's a ASP.NET MVC or web API, probably web forms. I haven't really tried. It's been a while since I've touched that. But I wouldn't imagine that to be too difficult. Yes, you can. You just have to make sure that your servers can talk to the internet so the messages can go through. Client side is just JavaScript. So as long as your organization doesn't block JavaScript, you should be all right. Firewalls pending. Yes?
You haven't showed us anything around context.
You, more or less you can. So what Application Insights does is it creates a cookie for your user, and it says, this is your session and this is your user. And it will use that for your most of your events, probably server side too. And one of the related items part is to say, what is everything for, what are the related telemetry items for this action? And part of those events will include your dependency calls. So you'll be able to see, we hit SQL Server. It won't tell you what your query is. It'll say, we hit SQL Server once, twice, three times, 10 times. We have this web API. And if you want further grain details, you can customize log. It doesn't, I don't think it aggregates the roll-up, so to speak. You can look at the dependency view afterwards to say, here's these 10 dependencies, and overall they took, well, this one took 10 milliseconds, this one took 20. We had someone left open transaction scope in SQL Server, which is always fun. So we saw our dependencies go up to 30 seconds, and that was a telltale sign that something was broken along the way. So you do get some context around it, but your mileage does vary a little. Yes.
Looks like it might be quite easy to send fake client events, like if you were to try and, you know, submit stuff to a competitor, you just seem to need that key, or if someone were to, you know, you could easily do someone's 5 million events and make a lot of this useless to a competitor or to yourself. Is there some kind of security?
Yep, so the question is, it could be quite easy to hijack your, effectively, your App Insights. If someone knows your instrumentation key, the short answer, and whether there's security around it, the short answer is not that I'm aware of. Keep it secret if you care about it. It is in a JavaScript environment. It's a little bit like Google Analytics. At some point, you could steal someone's Google Analytics key, you could put it onto your website, and no one will be the wiser. You'd be sending data to someone else's tenant. You could flood them effectively with crappy data. I don't think there's a lot in terms of security for that, but it's something to be mindful of if you're doing public application. If you're doing intranet, it doesn't really matter, you hope. Yes? There is some control over there, so you can define, so what I've shown is really us sending a custom event, but there are some other methods in there that you can say, globally set this or not. I don't think you can control whether you're sending whether you're capturing stuff like the username or the IP address, I think. So I'm not too sure whether that granularity exists. I assume, for rightly or wrongly, that people just care about data and they're not going to worry too much about the privacy. The worst case scenario is you could set your username manually to anonymous. It'll be a bit harder to tell. Do we have any further questions? Would you guys like to have lunch earlier? Actually, we're pretty close to the hour. I just want to reiterate, don't be a dinosaur. Right. This is 2016. Walls of text are dead. You can still do wall of text and Application Insights if you want to, but it's so easy to set up. It's free to set up. You can pay if you want, if you've got a lot of data, but it's free. It's all in Azure. Don't be a dinosaur. It's super simple to get Application Insights in, and it's super simple to get analytics that we can take and run, and we can say, this is great, this is crap. You can sell it to your clients. You can actually make meaningful decisions. It's not just a wall of text where we need to debug as a developer. And if you do want to find out a bit more, there's plenty of resources on Azure. Sorry, not Azure. You missed the N. So all of that's available on the website. A lot of the demo that I've got can more or less be covered in the introduction from there. But it's a super easy tool to get started with, and it's super easy to integrate. Closing remarks, I do want to know whether I should give up my day job, so your session feedback would be great. But Thank you for attending today's session.